Okay, Perek Tess of Sefer Yehoshua. We continue the story, and we just finished with Ai, and what happens now in Perek Tess after Ai has been captured, and the brachos and the klalos of Har Evel and Har Grizim, as we said, machlokas, whether that happened earlier or not. So we're going to read in this Perek about the story of Givon. What happens in Givon? Well, the people of Givon come, and they pretend that they are from far away, and they trick Klal Yisrael into making a treaty with them, and they say, we're from so far, Kirsulonu Bris, make a treaty. Why are they tricking? We'll have to talk about that in detail, but on the surface, well, they're one of the seven nations. If they're one of the seven nations, the Losachai Kol Neshama, and that's why they want to be able to live in Eretz Canaan and not have to be subjugated to all the laws and the details that the Klal Yisrael want them to. So they come in and fake, and yet we know that they tricked Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not check out really who they were, and they made the treaty with them. 3 days later, they realized that it was all a ruse, and really they're very close to the city, and they are from the seven nations, and they're very upset about it, but they say we can't violate our promise, our covenant, but you are cursed, Yehoshua ben Nun says. You are cursed to be avadim. Water carriers and wood choppers for the rest of your history. So that is what is said. And Bnei Yisrael, again, the Pasuk emphasizes, does not do anything to them. Ad hayom hazeh, until today, they have not affected them. Okay, this is the parak about the Givonim. What can we learn about the Givonim? We'll see there's a lot of halacha that is learned out in the Gemara from this story. So we start off, though, the beginning of the parak, now getting into the details, starts off with a contrast. First pasuk, Vayehi, Kishmo Akol HaMalachim Eshev Eber HaYardin, when all the kings in Eber HaYardin here means the west side of the Yardin, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, in the Bahar, Ubashvelu, Ubachol Chovayam, when all the other kings heard all about what Klal Yisrael were doing, what they do, Vayizkapsu Yachtov Lihilachim Im Yashuv Im Yisrael Pe'achad, they're all ready for battle. And then we have the story of the Givonim. It's the contrast. All the other ones are ready for battle, and this little nation came and they wanted to make peace. That part doesn't say anything about the battles that took place. It just says, as an introduction to the Perek, they got ready for battle. They obviously didn't get the message of Yericho and Ai. They got ready, and the Yoshvei Givon, though, they were the ones that wanted to make peace. What did they actually hear about? The Mesudas David says they heard about Ai. They heard about the way that Bnei Yisrael captured Ai, as we discussed in the previous parak, and they all the nations got together. 2 points. Number one, there is a Medrash. The Yalkut Shimoni says that there were 3 times in history where nations got together to fight God, to go against God. 3 times in history. One of them, they said the Yalkut. B'shlosha makamos chalku ba'e olam alakadosh baruch hu. 3 times the world got together to focus and be against Hashem. Echad b'dar haflaga. One is the Tower of Bavel, Migdal Bavel. Vayhi kala aretz safa achas, as we read a couple weeks ago. Dvarim achadim. And what does that mean? They were up against God. They tried to build a tower to fight Hashem. The second time will be, hasn't been yet. That's in the future, in the times of Gog u'Magog. We say in Tehillim, Yis yatzvu malchei eretz, v'roznim nosdu yachad al Hashem b'al Mashicho. They're against Hashem. So one all the way at the beginning of history, Migdal Bavel. One all the way at the end of history, Gog u'Magog. And then the third time, Bimei Yoshua, says the Yalkut. Right here, because what does the Pasuk say? Vayizkapsu yachtav li'lachem im Yoshua v'im Yisrael. But what's the next phrase? Peh echad. What do you mean, one mouth? Peh echad, says the Medrash. What is peh echad? Against the one who is echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They wanted not only to do battle against Am Yisrael, but to do battle against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and that is what is behind all of these nations. That's why they are so pernicious and why we have to destroy the seven nations that live there. Because they're not only against us, like other enemies. They're against everything that we stand for, everything that we believe in. That's the Peh Echad that is mentioned in the Pasuk. All these nations are listed here that got together. Chiti, Amori, Knani, Prizi, Chivi, Vuvasi. 6 nations. Where's Girgashi? Or we know there are 7 nations that lived in Canaan. So the Medrash says that they ran away. They ran away beforehand. They didn't want to get involved. The Girgashi. The Radak, later on in the parak, quotes the Medrash that there are 2 other nations that might have run. Toward the nation of the Matarah, meaning they didn't want to stay and live with Klal Yisrael, so they ran. So which nations are they? So the Radak quotes later on at the end of Pasuk Zayin, the Mabindra Rabbah, number one, maybe the Kanani left. The Kanani who Shepana. And Mipnei Zeh, unbelievable line. Just to come to Shir today for this line. Mipnei Zeh, because they left, Zacha Lehikari Le'eretz Yisrael, Eretz Kanaan. Why do we call this land Eretz Kanaan anyway? Kanaan, he was cursed, right? Grandson of Noach, right? Ever Avadim, right? Some from Cham, and he's one of the nations? No, but he left. He left. Al Shmo, therefore it's called Al Shmo, Vizacha Le'eretz Tova, Shehi Afriki. Right? They all went to Africa, they went down, and therefore, that's why they got the Zchus. It's amazing. So in the Kamosi Shalal Rav, what kind of Zchus did they get? Why'd they leave? They left because they wanted to keep serving their idols, and they knew the Jews wouldn't allow them to serve their idols in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they left. Because of that, they're zochet to have Eretz Yisrael called Eretz Kanaan. So what do you see from there? He quotes from the Sefer Melitz Yosher. Ela ra'inu, even if somebody is Oved Avodah Zarah and steals and is murderer and does terrible things, if you're scared of God, it's already a mila. Why'd they do it? They were scared of Am Yisrael. They were scared of Hashem. See, even though they were terrible, but they left and they had a little yira, that already gives them schar. That already gives them schar. That's one medrash that is mentioned here. The Radak quotes the other medrash. Maybe it was a Kanani that left, but it was the Prizi. HaPrizi Pana Lefnei V'Halachlo. Right, so it's two of them. Okay, so even they have all these nations mentioned at the beginning of the Perek, so maybe after a while they had enough, right? Nation number Kanani and Prizi, 3 and 4 listed in the Pasuk, they eventually left. Okay, but that's just an introductory words relating to the Perek, but the Perek is mainly about the Givonim. So here we go. The Yoshve Givon Shamu Es Asher Asa Yoshua Liricho La'ai. The people of Givon saw what Hashem did, what Yoshua did to Yericho and to Ai. Remember, Yericho, miraculous, I, natural, right? They realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. Walls falling down and helping in battle. Vayasu gamhema ba'arma. So they also act in trickery, we would call it, with guile. What do you mean, gamhema, also them? They're the first ones. Also them. Who was the first ones to act with guile? Rashi says, kemo sha'asu b'nei Yaakov ba'arma. The Shvatim. The Shvatim acted with Arma when they told Shechem, sure, you know, we'll marry our sister, please. And the Chamar of Shechem, he was a Chivi. And that's the connection. Oh yeah, they went Arma many generations ago, so we could also act Arma. Rashi quotes. They also act Arma. Vayelchu vayitz tayaru, and they go and they dress up and they put on clothing that seems to show that they came from far away, and they brought crusty bread and old shriveled up water bottles, right? All these things to make them seem that they just came from a very long journey. The main action, or some of the main action in this parak, is basically, why did the Givonim have to do this fake? Why did they have to do this? There's a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Shoftim says, Ki sikra perachav pasuk yud, in Sefer Dvarim, Ki sikra velir lihilachim aleha. When you, Klal Yisrael, come to a city to fight against it, vikarasa eleha l'shalom. That's a mitzvah daraisa. You always have to, before you go attack a city, you got to go send letters and say, we want peace. If you accept our conditions, feel free to live peacefully with us. What are the conditions? Chazal tell us. We'll read it in the Rambam, Bez Hashem, in a minute. Either you want to live in Eretz Canaan, that's fine. You can live anywhere in the world. If you want to live in God's country, you have to give up your Avodah Zarah, you have to keep the Shabbat Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and you have to serve us. Right? Because this is our land. If you don't want that, you can leave. If you're going to stay here and you're going to keep worshiping Avodah Zarah, so then forget it. You can't be here. We're going to have to remove your presence. So it says that, V'karasei lel l'shalom. So Yeshua ben Nun sent letters to all of Klal Yisrael. That's what Chazal assume. Or all of Eretz Canaan. So why here did the Givonim have to kind of trick and say, oh, we want to make peace? Just come and say, we want to make peace. Even with who they are. So why do we have this parak? Why do they do what they have to do? Four suggestions in the Rishonim. Or three in the in the early sources. Rashi. First is Rashi. Rashi doesn't deal with this question specifically. Rashi doesn't deal with this question specifically, but Rashi says on the Pasuk, in Shoftim, what does Rashi say? Kisikra velir, when do you send letters? This is Rashi Shita, b'milchemes harashus akasa medaber. Only by a milchama that's not called a mitzvah. a milchama where you are deciding. David HaMelech wants to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Milchemes HaRishus. Meaning Rashi is clear, by a milchemes mitzvah you don't send letters. So, this is a milchemes mitzvah, this is conquering Eretz Yisrael. So that is answer number one that is given, why it is that they had to do the trick. Most Rishonim don't assume that way. The Rambam, again we'll read it in a second, the Rambam and other Rishonim say that no, even by milchemes mitzvah. Let's read the Rambam now. The Rambam says, Ein, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav, Ein osin milchama im adam ba'olam. Jews should never wage a war with any nation in the world. Ad shekoren lo v'sholom, until, unless you ask for peace beforehand. Echon milchemes harashus, ve'echon milchemes mitzvah. He says it explicitly against Rashi. Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi says you don't send letters by a milchemes mitzvah. The Rambam says you do. And the Ramban also agrees to that, you do. Shenemar, kisigrav, he quotes the same pasuk. Kisigrav, alir li lachim alel, vikarasi alel l'shalom. And the Ramban continues. Im ishlimu v'kiblu sheva mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei noach aleyen. If they want peace and they accept the sheva mitzvos, ain't hargim em neshama. You let even the seven nations, it sounds like. Ain't hargim em neshama. V'harehim lamas. They can pay taxes. Shenemar, yulucha lamas v'avaducha. Kiblu aleim amas v'lo kiblu aleim an avdus. What if they only want to pay taxes, but they don't want to be good Noahides, or the opposites, and that's not good enough. They have to accept our conditions because this is our land. But the Rambam says, Beferish, it's all the nations you send letters to. So we're back to our question. So why is it that the Givonim had to pretend that they were a nation from far away? So then we come to answer number two. Answer number two, this is Tosfos. Tosfos in Maseches Gittin on Daf Mem Vav. Tosfos says, maybe the letters only apply if they agreed to it before Am Yisrael entered into the land. Before they come into Eretz Canaan, okay, then you can leave, then you can make decisions. Once we're in, it's too late. That's what Tosfos says in Gittin on Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. That's what they said. V'naflu haynu kodem shavaros hayardein. Kitakamar. Actually, kansularet. Ava mishenichlusu mashma shalohoyu cholon lahashlem. V'lakachu tzruchu v'ha'arim. V'loma me'eretz v'chol gabanu. It's exactly what the Givonim had to do because they, but Esau had already come into the land. That's Tosfos. The problem is, the Rambam and the Ramban both say that no, you can always make peace until the last minute. Make peace, keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So why else would the Givonim have to have dressed up? So who asks this? The Rambam asks this. After the Rambam says, you always ask for peace, and you're not allowed to lie. And if they weren't mashlim, so then you do milchama with them. But there is a difference, the Rambam does note, there is a difference if they don't agree. Right, so what's the difference between the seven nations and other nations? So how much do you have to wipe them out? Do you have to wipe them out, everybody, or just the fighters? So that's the difference between the seven nations and the other nations. But the Rambam then says, in Perek Vav, Halacha Hei of Hilchos Malachim, here's the key Rambam for us. Shloshak Savim Shalach Yoshua Ashlo Nicholas Laritz. Yeshua sent three letters. Harishon Shalach Lahem. Misha Rotza Livrach Yivrach. Whoever wants to leave, feel free. V'chazav Shalach. Misha Rotza Lahashlam Yashlam. Whoever wants to make peace can make peace. Under our conditions, meaning you have to shev a mitzvah. V'chazer v'sholach v'sherotz v'asas milchama, yaseh. You have that choice. Asks the Rambam on himself, im kein mipnei ma he'erimu yoshvei givon. So why do the people of Givon have to do this harama, this trick? Just make peace. That was one of the choices. Lefi sheshalach lohem bichlal, v'lo kiblu, v'lo yadu mishpat Yisrael, v'dimu she'im poschem lehem l'shalom. They didn't really understand what was going on. They didn't really know and realize that this is what you do. They weren't masig. They didn't realize what the halacha is. They could have made peace in Achinami, and the Radak says the same thing. The Radak in the larger Radak on the Perek, he says they could have made peace, but they didn't realize that Klal Yisrael would have given them the chance. That's what the Radak quotes later on, but that's the Radak, and that's the Ramban, and that's the Rambam. That is a third suggestion. There's a fourth and final suggestion. That's a Yerushalmi. There is a Yerushalmi in Meseches Kiddushin. The Yerushalmi says in Meseches Kiddushin, it's found in Mishmas Azov, quotes it, but it's a Kiddushin. Look it up. The Yerushalmi says that maybe the Givonim were out to be machshil us. They were out to cause us to sin. The Yerushalmi notes the connection. These are called the chivi. Chivya in Aramaic means a snake. A snake is known. What does it say by the snake? The snake was Arum, Mikol Chayas Asada. He was the most sly. The same exact adjective is used here. They acted the Arma. What's the Gam? Not the Bnei Yaakov. It's just like the snake, so today, just like the snake, Kabbalistically, and many on many levels, the snake was trying to cause Adam and Chava to sin, to distance them from Hashem. That's what the Givonim were trying to do. They were trying to distance us from Hashem. Yeah, make treaties with us, the non-Jews. You're right, they could have made peace. That wasn't their purpose. Their purpose was to try to distance us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, that is what they were trying to do, and that's why we got so upset at them, as we will talk about. But those are four ideas. Why is it that they couldn't just come and say, hi, we want to make peace with you? Rashi, Tosfos and Gittin, the Rambam and the Ramban and most, and then we have the Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. Okay, back to the story. So they come, they pretend that they're very old, they have worn out shoes, and they come in Pasuk Vav, Vayelchol Yoshua L'machneh Ba'Gilgo, Vayomrei Elav, they say, Me'eretz Rechol Gabanu, we're from a very far away land, V'yatak Yerushalon Abris, please make a treaty with us. Please make a treaty. Vayomer, and now you have a Korean exiv, Vayomer Ish Yisrael El Achivi, or Vayomru, they all said, Ulei B'kir B'yato Yoshev. No, how do we know for sure? How do we know for sure that you're from far away? Maybe you're from close by. How do we know for sure? Ve'ech echros l'chabris. How can we make a treaty? It says in the Torah, you can't make a treaty with nations of that live in Eretz Canaan. Which, by the way, the Rashbam, unbelievable Rashbam on this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Vayera, the Rashbam says that the Akedah, at least according to most Rishonim, was a Nisayon, was a this, was a that. The Rashbam says it was an Onesh. What happened right beforehand in the Torah? Avram Avinu makes a treaty with Avimelech on a portion of the land of Israel. Why? Because he wants to make sure there's security for his children and his grandchildren. The Rashbam says, Hashem says to Avram, you're worried about your kids? You're making treaties about portions of Eretz Yisrael? I'll show you what security means. Take your son and offer him on the Mizbeach as a karban. So it's an onus, but it's the same issue about making treaties on portions of Eretz Yisrael. So, Vayomer Yeshua, they say to Yeshua, no, Vadecha Anachnu, we are your servants, right? We're not, we're from far away. And Yeshua says, who are you? They say, we came from a very strange land. And they add on, Me'eretz Rechokab Ma'od, in Pasuk Tes, from a very far away land. And we heard everything that happened, everything that you did to Sichon and to Og. And look, we took all this food. When we left, the water was fresh, and now it's old. When we left, the bread was fresh, and now it's old. And please, we want to make a treaty. Pasuk Yudalid, Vayikhu Hanashim Mitzedam. The Jews took from their tzeda. What does that mean? They were tricked. They accepted their words. Vespi Hashem lo shalu. They did not ask Hashem. That's a crucial line. That's the source of the problems. Vespi Hashem lo shalu. They did not ask Hashem. How could they have asked Hashem the Urim V'Tumim? They could have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that time, Elazar had the Urim V'Tumim, and they didn't ask him as clearly. It says Vespi Hashem lo shalu. Interesting. The Note of Yehuda uses this line in a tshuva. Note of Yehuda was asked by the governmental official. If you look at the Note of Yehuda in Simin. In Madura Kama, Yoredea Simon Ayan Aleph, he was asked by the Caesar, and the Behuda was 1800s in Prague, he was asked by the governmental official, are Jews allowed to swear in the courts? Jews allowed to swear in the court. Any problem with the swearing in the courts? And related to that, in that Shuvah, he discusses, if a Jew swears falsely, but he does not hold the Sefer Torah, is that really bad? He's not holding a Sefer Torah. Right, is that really bad to swear without a Sefer Torah? So Note Behuda goes through a whole tshuva where he says, of course it is, it's terrible! Swearing falsely has nothing to do with holding a Sefer Torah. Where do you see that? So he brings many, many rayas. One of them is our story. Here, the Bnei Yisrael swore to the Givonim, we're not going to do anything! Were they holding a Sefer Torah? Says Note Behuda, where were the Torahs? There was one major Torah. That Torah was in the Aron. It says here they didn't ask Elazar. They didn't ask the Mesama, they couldn't get into the Kodesh Kadashim and the Aron. The Kodesh at that time, without Elazar's permission, he didn't know about it. There was no Sefer Torah there. So, Mistama, the Shvua was not on a Sefer Torah. So you see, a Shvua is binding even without holding a Sefer Torah. He also quotes the story earlier in Yoshua, when the Meraglim swore to Rachav that we're not going to hurt you or your family. Also, there was no Sefer Torah there. These two Meraglim came to Yericho. They're in Rachav Azona's house. So, clear from stories in Yoshua. It's amazing. The Poskim, throughout the ages, use stories in Tanakh in order to bring proofs to halachic discussions. So our perek is one example of that. So as P.S.M. Lo Shalu says in Ode Behuda, they didn't have a Torah, and they still were bound by their oath. So Yeshua makes a bris, and they each swear. After 3 days, the Pasuk describes, Pasuk Tezayin, they realize that they were conned. Nothing to do about it, though. Even though you might say it was all a shvua under false pretenses. The whole thing should fall away. It doesn't say that. This wasn't a t'nai. They didn't make a shvua al t'nai that they were from far away. They made the shvua under, there was false information, but they still made the shvua. So they went to them and they started screaming at them, how could you do this to us? But they didn't smite them. V'lo hikum b'nei Yisrael, pasuk yudches, ki nishbu lahem nisgiyah eidah b'Hashem alokei Yisrael. Because they swore in the name of Hashem, and everybody, all the rest of Klal Yisrael were upset at the leaders of the Nesi'im for not doing their homework. But nothing to do about it. They were upset. They made a mistake, but there was nothing to do about it. They got very upset. And the pasuk even says that without the Shvuah, they would have killed the Givonim. Without the Shvuah. Poskim wonder, you know, why would they have killed him? Based on the discussion that we just had before. If they could have made peace, then what was the problem? So the Rambam and the Radak both say, but they tricked them on purpose. It's like a Chil Hashem. That's why they did it. There is a machlokas in Maseches Gittin. The Gemara discusses there whether if somebody makes an oath in public, al das rabim, whether there's any way of getting out of it. Machlokas. One opinion says you can't get out of it. The raya is our story. Again, Gittin daf mem vav. The other story says the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't get out of it. Neder al das rabim, based on our story. The other opinion says you can. Our story is different. Because of a Kiddush Hashem element. If Bnei Yisrael keep their word, what an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem that would be. And that's why they kept their word here, even though really they could have gotten away, found a way out of it. That's the machlokas in Maseches Gittin. Okay, so what happens? They complain to the Nesi'im, but there's nothing that they could do about it. They didn't touch them. But what do they say? Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayomer Aleim HaNesi'im Yichyu. Fine, you shall live, but Vayiyu Chot Ve'etzim V'Shoavei Mayim L'Chol Ha'Eda. You will be water carriers and schleppers, the lowliest class of citizens for this congregation. You want to be with us? Fine. But this is what you're going to be forevermore. Kasher dibru lahem hanesiim. Right? We've had this lashon before. It sounds familiar. Chot ve'etzim shovei mayim. That's in Nitzavim. Beginning of Nitzavim. Remember, Moshe said, gathers all the Jews and say, everybody's here. Tapchem neshechem mechot ve'etzach shovei mecha. Rashi there picks up on this. Rashi at the beginning of Nitzavim says, this is the same group of people. Milamed shebo kina'aniyim lehiskayer b'mei Moshe. Even in the times of Moshe, these people, these givonim, came out of Israel to meet Moshe in the desert and say, we want to make peace. Kederach shebo givonim b'mei Yoshua. Just like later, v'zeo amr b'givonim, v'yasu gamhema b'arma. That's the gamhema. They, just like their predecessors did it with Moshe, so too with Yoshua. The Sitzei Chachamim says, it can't be that they trip Moshe up. Moshe knew everything. It can't be that Moshe, chas v'shalom, sherimu es mi shenamar Allah b'chol beisi ne'amanu. It just means that they came to make peace. Moshe wasn't mekabel them and made them this level of society also. So in that way, it was the same thing, but not that they actually tricked Moshe. Either way, vayano es Yeshua vayomru, and they said to Yeshua, well, we thought that you were going to destroy us, that's why we did it, but do whatever you want. And Yeshua keeps his word and just makes them chot ve'etzim and shovei mayim and did not kill them. There is a major discussion, and with this we'll finish, the last discussion for today. What is the status of the Givonim, who are also called the Nesinim in the Gemara? First of all, there are two issues. Number one, are they Jewish? Doesn't say in the text whether they converted or not. Doesn't say. If they're water carriers and they're within the nation, so mistama they converted. Mistama they converted. Are you allowed to marry them? Los es chatein bam. The Radak quotes the Yisr. So, first of all, says the Mishnah in Maseches Yevamos, Ayin Chesem Abeis, Mamzerim v'Nesinim. The Nesinim, that's us. Asurin v'Isurin Yisr Olam. You're never allowed to marry them. Echad Zacharim v'Echad Akevis. Males or females, they're out. You're not allowed to marry them. Where did that come from? Says the Gemara. There were three stages of Gzeira here. Three stages, says the Gemara. Ela, v'nesinim David gazer aleh, Moshe gazer aleh, mechot v'yitzach ha-shoy me'mecha. Moshe gazer la-hudara. Moshe Rabbeinu decreed in his generation, they're Jewish, but you can't marry them. David did for all generations. And then the Gemara says, Yoshua did it. So there were three stages, explains the Gemara. Moshe did it for his generation. Yeshua did it for his generation forever, as long as there's a Beis HaMikdash. And David HaMelech did it forever and ever. Those are the three stages of Gzeira. So they're out. So you're not allowed to, there's a double Gzeira here. You're not allowed to marry them, and they're Avadim. They're Avadim. The Isser of marrying them. Is that an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan? That's the first Tosfos in Eilon Aharis. The first Tosfos in the third parak in Ksubis, First Tosfos. Rashi says there, Habal and Asina Pirish Makuntras, David Gazar Aleim, Shalol Lava Bakal, Vahinim Shem Avdus. Avdus relating to marriage is all Durabanan. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no. Dinasina Asura Mida Oraisa. Mishalos is Chatin Bam. The issue to marry them is based on Psukim. It happened in the times of Moshe? Based on Psukim. The halacha of Avdus, that was added on Nidra Rabbanan. But the halacha of not being able to marry them is already Isser de Oraisa. This is a crucial discussion, de Oraisa or de Rabbanan, and, the three stages of Gzeira against the Nesinim, against the Givonim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, next time we'll continue with the following stories coming up in Sefer Yehoshua. Okay, we'll stop here.